Is it on?
No, you... No.
It's on, no, no, no. Craig.
No, plug it in, Warren.
Craig, it is plugged in.
Jesus, plug it in.
Is the GFI popped?
That could be. Let's see. What's the GFI? What does it stand for?
I don't fucking know.
What does it stand for?
Gay fellow introverts?
I don't think so.
What does it stand for, then?
I think it says, go fuck intuition.
Go fuck intuition?
Yes.
We need to talk about this. That could be our new term for 2022. Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren. How are you, man?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Welcome, everybody,
yes.
to...
Sleepless in Cialis. Thank you for being here.
Yeah.
God, I don't feel like I've even said that in years.
I know. We've been on a little sabbatical.
We have been. Again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. This is... We've had a lot of life changes.
We have been. At our age, it's kind of strange.
I know.
Yeah.
And the life changes keep getting bigger and bigger.
They do.
Yeah. Do you find that now that we're in our mid-50s, that change is more difficult?
No.
I'm not talking about changing shoes or changing right. small changes, but right. larger changes such as work or, right.
No, I actually take it better.
Do you really?
I used to feel so monumental.
Uh-huh.
But you get to a certain age where you figure out, hey, everything's fine.
You get through
it. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
If this isn't fine, something else will be fine.
Like marital status change.
Uh-huh.
The fear that I have is financial.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's it. I don't like that part.
No.
No.
That should have nothing to do with finances.
No. Other than that, I'm good to go. But,
right.
But finances.
Yeah, it's daunting.
That's an ass kicker, man.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. So we've both had some life changes.
Yes.
Recently. You have... Uh-huh.
Some work changes.
Work changes,
yeah. Which have been good.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and it's that's a big task.
Right.
But it's good. It's fun. It's exciting. Yeah, and you've had some work changes.
Yeah, I've had work changes.
Yeah.
I left my prior place of employment.
Thank God.
Yeah, which I needed to get out of there.
Yes.
I think we're going through a major transition in work, workforce now. And my industry, the hospitality industry, has been hit particularly hard.
Yeah. Oh, I see it all over the place.
Yeah. And it's excuses. But the reality is that people in our industry have been treated like shit for so long and so underpaid. I think the workforce is finally realizing that they're worth more and they should be treated right.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think COVID changed priorities regardless.
Huge.
And so kids are coming in and saying, fuck that. I don't want to be like my parents.
Right.
I don't want to live my life for the man, basically.
Right.
And I think it's partly a good thing.
Uh-huh.
But it seems like they've thrown their work out or their work ethic out with it.
Yes, unfortunately.
And that part sucks.
Unfortunately.
So there needs to be some kind of a balance.
Uh-huh.
And it's like I was talking with my son.
Uh-huh.
And he was talking about a work-life balance.
Right.
And I said, well, you can't really do it. You can't call it a work-life balance because work is a part of your life.
Right.
You can't separate the two. You can't just
They're
go to your job.
They're not two different entities.
Yeah, like your life goes away while you're at work.
Right.
So you need to find something that you enjoy and you're passionate about.
Uh-huh.
And you need to be constructive
other than masturbation.
While you're there. Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Because you can't do that at the workplace.
What?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
That explains all the Kleenex.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right. You're right about that subject. Mm-hmm. And I think you need to manage those two different entities, but you certainly can't separate them.
You can't.
One bleeds into the other.
Yes.
And I spent the past couple of years working for a place whose tagline is life in balance, right? That's what they did. Life in balance.
Don't you hate that corporate fucking bullshit?
Yeah.
Just those taglines and all the sayings, the rah-rah shit. I fucking hate it.
But, okay.
It's not real.
It's not real. You're right. Yeah. And I'm all about life in balance, and I believe in it. I think you should have a portion of your life dedicated to work. That's your passion, your joy, and then
and it's your sustenance. We do need money,
right?
You got to do it.
And currently at my particular position in life, the outside life is dedicated to German Filipino food and kids,
right?
And But the reality is, the place I was working for that talked, that preached life and balance, never authentically did that for their staff.
Right.
Right. There was no life and balance. Right. It was all about feed, 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 feed.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah. And that just killed everybody.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. But the places in our industry now that are beginning to succeed are the ones that are taking appreciation and showing gratitude for their workforce, paying them fair wages.
Right.
Right. $2 above minimum wage used to be a fair wage in our industry.
Right.
For 20 years experience.
Fuck that.
No, 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 no.
Yeah, that's not okay.
No.
Yeah.
Get somebody in, work them hard for 8 hours a day, pay them well.
Right.
Treat them well, and then send them home.
We have a local store, grocery store, and it's considered a luxury grocery store.
AJ's.
Yes, and it's their bakery goods.
Uh-huh.
I consider better than most grocery store bakeries.
Right.
It's pretty good. They just closed it.
Did they really?
But a big sign up due to lack of staff.
Oh, wow.
And I think that's horseshit.
It is absolute horseshit.
Because if they were to pay a living fucking wage, that staff would be there.
Right.
I guarantee you they'd be there. So it's not, so the sign should say, because we're fucking cheap asses.
Right.
You can't get bakery goods.
Because we pay our top management too much and we can't afford to pay our lower staff members.
Yeah.
I was at the Westward Look, Westward Look Resort a couple of weeks ago, and the service in the restaurant was just ridiculous.
Really?
I mean, horribly ridiculous.
Like good ridiculous or bad ridiculous?
No, bad ridiculous.
Oh.
With staff members just standing in the corner chatting
and all
this. And, I make a comment on my way out to another manager, and they look at me and they say, don't you realize it's COVID right now?
It is not.
That's a bad excuse, and that's got to go away. That's got to stop.
Yes.
You know? And so, all right, everybody, I have to pee.
You know you don't.
I do. We've got, like, bottles and bottles of Perrier.
You have, like, an inch and a half gone in your Perrier bottle.
Yeah, but I had pre-drunk some stuff.
You didn't pre-drunk anything.
I pre-drunk on the way here.
You didn't pre-drunk no drink.
Yeah, now I have to pee. Yeah, we'll see you in just a minute, everybody.
No.
How do you turn the shit
off?
You
don't, because we're not done.
I have to urinate.
Don't turn that thing off. So help me.
What are you going to
do? So help me.
What are you going to do?
I'm going to kick your fucking ass.
Stand up. Show me what you got, man.
Oh, why do you keep saying that?
I don't know.
It's a little creepy.
It feels good, though.
It's creepy.
I know, I'd never say that in the public bathroom.
No.
No.
Show me what you got. Yeah, you don't want to do that.
All right, everybody. We'll be right back.
Goodbye.
I think it's going.
No. Warren, you can't dunk it in water.
What?
You can't dunk the microphone in water.
It's not in water.
Then what is that?
It's tea.
Oh, in that case, okay.
Yeah, it's all right. Oh, it's on. It's going.
Welcome back, y'all.
Hey, Craig.
Hey, Warren.
So I come around the corner.
Don't we just normally do that at the beginning of the show? We don't normally do that to reintroduce ourselves halfway during the show, do we?
Well, we still know who each other is.
We don't even remember the procedure.
If I wouldn't have drank that drunk, then I would have been okay.
Oh, my God. Would you quit with the drinking of the drink?
So welcome back to Sleepless in Seattle.
Yes, welcome back.
So wait. I was sharing this a little bit earlier with you, but I got to get this off my chest.
Okay.
Because, this dog... Okay, it's got a lot of hair, right?
What dog?
The dog in the house over there.
If you haven't seen this dog, go check us out on TikTok.
You can
see the dog.
You can see the dog violating Craig.
Yes,
and it's great.
Yes.
The dog was left at the house. I can't tell you. The dog is abandoned, and so my daughter and I have decided to keep this dog. Out of the goodness of my daughter did.
Right.
And she kind of talked
me
into it. Yeah. But the reality is, I come around the corner the other day in the house, and the dog is sitting on the kitchen island watching TV, right? And as I walk by, the dog fails to even acknowledge my presence because it's so engrossed in the program.
What was the program?
I don't know.
Was the program?
It was some cartoon. Naruto.
What the hell is that?
I don't know, some Japanese...
I don't have children at home, so I don't know these things.
I don't understand this stuff either. But the dog is just...
Is that hentai?
Hentai?
Hentai? Hind?
But the dog is sitting there. The kitchen island is pretty substantial.
Yes.
And the dog is sitting there.
How did he get up there?
He got up into one of the high chairs. Tall chairs. Yeah. And jumped up onto the tall chair and then sat there. Where we prepare food.
That's great. Yeah. Where you've prepared my food before.
Yes.
Well, how about that?
Well,
I think you'll be eating at my home often. Because I won't be eating at your home ever.
That was
again.
The first time and that the last time the dog was ever on the island.
His ass was on your island. That was not.
Yes, it was.
It happens all the time.
No.
It must.
No.
He didn't just do it one time. Dogs don't just do something one time.
Yeah, first time I've ever caught him.
But yeah. So, for all I know, you could be making some nice...
risotto.
Oh, my God. He made this risotto a couple
weeks
ago. Oh,
that was good.
It was white. Colossal Mexican shrimp.
Uh-huh.
With, what do you mean, you were there.
Right. Oh, shit. You're right.
And wild mushrooms.
Uh-huh.
And about 3.5 pounds of butter.
Right.
And it was fucking delicious.
Oh,
delicious.
It was so good. Yeah, that was good. Yeah. And the dog's ass was nowhere near that risotto.
You've cooked up bullshit.
No.
Now I know it. You probably wiped his ass with the mushrooms.
Wait, I want to ask you something.
What's that?
Your hair. I've noticed over the past couple of weeks that your hair is slowly changing colors.
You've noticed this?
Yeah.
See, the purpose was I started using this shit.
Okay.
And I don't remember the name of it.
Okay.
But it's one. I have a bottle that says beard.
No.
And I have a bottle that says hair.
No, it's men's. Men's.
Right.
Man's.
But on there, it has both those names.
Yeah, beard and hair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, I started using it gradually. I'm like, let's see if I can get rid of a little of this because I've been looking old.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, well, I'm going to see if I can use a little bit of it, get rid of some of this gray because it's turning white now.
Right.
And so I started with my hair. So my hair starts to change color. But I keep putting this shit on my beard and it doesn't change color.
That's weird,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's very strange.
Because it's like the same hair, right?
No, they're different hairs. I read on it. They're different.
No, don't tell me that.
Uh-huh.
So your beard hair is different than your head hair.
Yes. It's because this is shorter. So it colors the ends of your hair.
Uh-huh.
But there's like the first like quarter an inch, half inch, it's not changing the color of your hair.
Have you tried it downstairs yet?
No.
I wonder if that'll change the color of your hairs.
I don't think so, because it'll be... Well, if you're using your Manscaped products, which is not a sponsor of ours, if you're using...
We tried to get them to sponsor us.
Over and over again.
And they never even called us back.
Fucking bastards.
Yeah.
Though I did notice that these people, this couple on TikTok, this Asian lady and the, like, Russian guy...
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, it was the most ridiculous ad I've ever seen in my life. Because she's always, like, picking up her shoe and throwing it at people.
Yes. Yeah.
All of a sudden, he's like, I am so mad because I got put on dish duty.
Uh-huh.
And she just made fish, and it's disgusting, and this is never going to come clean. And, like, June Cleaver holds up this thing and says, well, it will if you use Cascade Platinum.
I saw that. And then they have the stepfather that or the father-in-law that's always going lettuce or something
yes.
like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's but they make bank.
They sure do.
Yeah. We need to start doing
new
that.
Cars and
I know.
Yeah.
We need to get on this TikTok. By the way, we do have a very prolific TikTok channel.
Yeah, we
everybody.
Do actually. Yeah.
We have
not like they do.
No, but we have almost 300,000 views.
And maybe ours are too late. Because we do, like, it's like normal shit for us. But their stuff is very contrived. And maybe we need to do shit that's more contrived like that.
Yeah, but the stuff...
Or you just know it's bullshit.
The stuff that... our last video, 10,000 views, uh-huh. You got violated by a shih tzu.
10,000 people saw me getting violated by a shih tzu.
Yes, and 4,000 of them loved it.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to rethink this.
You're a porn star.
Hey, I'm a dog porn star.
Now, what do they call it when people like to have sex with animals?
Bestiality.
Yeah, you're into bestiality now,
I'm
my
not.
Friend.
I'm not. Take it back.
Ever since you changed
Warren.
The color
fuck
of your hair.
Warren. Fuck you,
yeah,
Warren.
Shih Tzu.
Oh, yeah. My yeah. God.
So, but the hair looks fantastic.
Thank you. So does yours. I've noticed yeah. the change in yours.
Yeah, so I did yeah. pick up some of that product.
Did you
and,
really?
Yeah. And I actually feel, I don't know if it's psychological or the
I think it is.
The placebo
yeah.
effect.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
The placenta effect.
Placenta or placebo.
Placenta.
No, it's placebo. Yeah.
Placenta is the stuff that comes out like after birth kind of stuff.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brutal.
No.
Brutal. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, after birth.
After birth.
Okay. Okay. Tell me, let's switch topics here real quick.
Uh-huh.
We're going to whisper for the next few minutes.
Okay.
Okay. Tell me about tonight's dinner.
Oh, my God. So I tried to, so there's a thing in Mexico.
Yeah.
And my wife is from Mexico. And they have a thing about just bacteria in Mexico. So all meat they cook is well done, or
because
it used to be this way.
Yeah, in the olden days, they didn't have a lot of refrigeration
right.
commonly available.
Yeah. So they cook everything well done. Well, everybody I know and our friends that are from Mexico,
uh-huh.
they eat it the same way.
Yeah.
So
Is shoe leather a better adjective than
exactly
well done?
It's the same, yeah.
Okay.
It's the same.
Okay.
And so we brought back meat from Mexico. It was New York strips, these real thinly sliced New York strips.
Okay.
Super thin.
But why?
How do you cook it when it's
yeah,
super thin?
Yeah, why would you do that?
And it just turns into, like, seriously, I think it would be good for beef jerky.
Yeah.
It's the only thing it'd be good for. And I tried to cook it the way they like it, and they just loved it. But I did get a big flank steak from here.
Uh-huh.
But I had to cook that well. Have you ever had flank steak cooked well?
No, it's gross.
It's disgusting. It's yeah. always, why bother?
Yeah, it's freaking nasty.
Yes.
And the thought of taking... I like New York strips. They're a little bit more lean, but they have good flavor, right? Versus like a ribeye.
Right.
Right? Or a filet that's very high in collagen. But it's still a fairly lean cut, so that's why it's so tender.
Right.
But if you take a New York strip and you cut it into very thin pieces,
mm-hmm.
there's no fucking chance that
no.
it's going to be palatable
no.
when it's done.
Yes, it was not good.
No, that makes no sense.
But they loved it.
Yeah. I think we should pull all meat. Well, they should not cook meat in Mexico.
Or chicken.
Or chicken.
Because chicken they don't do in the refrigerator.
No.
And it's or they cook it and it sits out all day.
Yes.
And I don't understand.
Okay. Speaking of that.
Wait, that's I have to ask you about one thing.
What?
I don't remember
what it was. What?
I don't remember
now. What?
Oh,
what?
So I heard this thing on Joe Rogan.
Okay.
And Joe Rogan was talking about this guy who's, I don't remember his name, something about liver.
Okay.
But he only eats raw organs.
Okay.
And he's like huge physique, huge muscly physique. And he's saying it's because he only eats raw meat and raw organs.
And the steroids.
Which I think is just repulsive. Yes, he has to be taking steroids.
Right.
But Joe Rogan was saying that if you cook meat,
uh-huh.
that it actually makes the protein in the meat more digestible
uh-huh.
to the body. Do you believe that's true?
It does not make the protein more digestible, or it doesn't help metabolize the protein. Okay. What it does is it breaks down the collagen,
mm-hmm.
which releases and makes the meat more tender, releasing more of the nutrients into the track. I mean, okay. the same amount of nutrients are still there. Your body
sure.
just has to work not nearly as hard.
Right.
Plus, we eat way too much fucking protein in this
yes,
country.
We do. Tell me about squash.
Squash. What about it?
Tell me about squash.
Like the game?
No, the food. Squash.
What variety?
Any kind.
Why are we stuck on Mexican food and live organs here?
What does squash have to do with Mexican food?
Because squash is native to Mexico.
It is?
Yes.
All of them?
I don't know.
Zucchini?
Well, don't the Italians claim fame to that?
Yellow crookneck squash?
Crookneck squash, yeah.
That's Mexico?
I think so.
Well, I know that one, the chayote. I know that's
chayote?
Mexican.
Yeah.
Oh, it's chayote?
Chayote. Yeah. You know what? I have to go to the bathroom again.
Shut the fuck up. You just went. You can't do this twice in one episode.
I have to go.
Well, then we're going to have to be done.
No.
We only do this once. It's the law. It's all we've ever done. We can't change it now.
No.
Yes.
Horatio. Okay.
Oh.
He's in the bathroom.
He never existed.
He does. He's existing in the bathroom.
He doesn't exist, Warren.
He's installed number two.
Oh, Jesus.
He's installed two.
We only have a powder room.
I know. He's in there.
And that's what you call stall number two is our patio?
Yes.
A stall four number two?
Yes. Ladies and gents, yes. Check us out on TikTok.
Please.
And it's fun. And Facebook.
Yeah.
And our webpage.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Sleepless in Seattle.
Check us out on TikTok because we actually do shit on there.
Hey, did we pull our... Wait.
What?
Wait. Did we pull our podcast from Russia yet?
Oh, I don't know. Those motherfuckers are listening to us, aren't they?
Yeah, we play in
See,
Russia.
I think those people need to hear us.
Okay, let's tell them the truth about what's going on in Ukraine.
Tell them.
Huh? They're slaughtering innocent people.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Please, seriously, if you can't hear this, do say something. Speak up.
You're not getting the truth.
Yeah.
Yeah, and check this out. Check this out. This is a scary fact, right? Between Ukraine and Russia, those two countries produce 12% of the world's calories. That's
seriously?
A lot. Yeah. And the price of food is going to go through the friggin' roof because of this guy Puto that's really taking everybody down.
Right.
Huh?
Seriously, 12%?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's insane.
I thought they only made, like, borscht.
No, wheat.
Oh,
and then
wheat.
Russia's
oh,
a major shit. Producer of fertilizer because of all the natural gas they have.
Oh.
Yeah.
No
and
shit.
And barley, hops, all that kind of stuff that comes from that region of the world.
We'll have no more beer?
Does Perrier need hops?
I don't think so.
Yeah. Okay, we got to go.
I don't want to go.
We
I'm
have to go.
Fun.
So am I.
You know, I used to play in this band.
Uh-huh.
And the bass player, he was for a top brewer in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
He was the master brewer.
Really?
So it was fun because we got together and practiced. Bunch of old guys. And they were this fantastic, best band I've ever been in.
Uh-huh.
And, but he kept hops in his shirt pocket. And he liked more of a hoppy beer, so he would take them out and float them in his beer.
Ooh.
For 2 minutes and 15 seconds.
Really?
Before he would drink it, yes.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
I'll remember to take some hops.
But it was cool because we got to try out their new beers, but I'm not a big beer fan.
Uh-huh.
It was just kind of fun that he would bring them and,
right.
Like, we were his, like, test audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I'm okay, we got.
What else I can talk about?
We gotta go. We gotta go.
This.
Sleepless
Wait,
in Seattle.
Go.
Sleepless. We gotta
Don't go.
We gotta go. Bye.
Don't
Say
go.
Bye. 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 Bye.